Hey beautiful people, you are listening to Limitless Faith Life Growth, the podcast dedicated to growing together in the Lord as young people of our generation. I'm your host Ifeanyi Morenike, and each week we tackle topics which help us navigate this Christian walk and be the best version of ourselves that God has called us to be. Let's get into it, guys.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? How was your Christmas? Merry Christmas in arrears, and thank you every single person who sent a message and, you know, sent prayers. God bless every single one of you guys. It was just so lovely to, you know, be celebrated. And God will also provide an abundance of people to celebrate you on your special day also. So yeah, my birthday was great. Christmas was great. I hope that was the same for you guys as well. And yeah, we're about to step into a new season. And it's very sensitive because we know as believers, everything is done, is oriented in times and seasons. When we read Ecclesiastes, there's a time and season for everything. And we must be sensitive to our time and our season so that we can prepare for those. You can't expect to reap a harvest in 2024 when you don't sow seeds. How do you sow seeds? Prayer, you know, planning, organizing your life. You and God coming together, writing out a drawing board, on a drawing board. What do you want me to do in 2024? Because we know that our lives aren't our own. God owns our lives. And so it's Him who will lead us and direct us on what we should do in this new year. So that's basically what today's episode is about. May you be blessed. May you learn a thing or two. And I really want this episode to be something that we practicalize, not just listen to, but the things that I'm going to talk about are things that I have heard, that I have experienced, that I have learned. So these things should be practicalized so that we can get the full benefit of this process. All right guys, so let's get into the episode. So the first thing that we need to do before we even talk about what we're going to do in 2024 is evaluate our 2023. And these are some of the things I want you guys to try and write some of these things down if you can. If you can't, then just, you know, pray that your memory is awesome. So some of the things that we need to evaluate in 2023 so that we know how far we've gone. I think we did a mid-year review. I don't know if you guys did that. You guys joined me on the episode where we discussed the mid-year review, which was halfway, the halfway mark of 2023. We had a mid-year review. So the things that you had determined to do, that you and God decided you were going to do, the opportunities you're going to take, the steps you're going to take towards your destiny in 2023, how far did you go with them? Did you achieve your goals? If you did achieve them, is it to the extent that you wanted? Did you put in the work that you expected yourself to put in? Did you work as hard as you should have? Did you put in your best into everything that God instructed you to do? These are the kind of questions you need to ask yourself and be honest. Because for you to be able to progress, you need to know where the errors are so that you can correct them. You can't make corrections if you don't even recognize the errors. So here are the sectors where I really want us to focus on. Number one, your relationship with God. How has your Bible study been? Be honest with yourself. How has your Bible study been? How has your prayer life been? How has your commitment to the work of God been? If God has instructed you maybe to start a Bible study and you started it January, February, March, somehow you're in September and you guys aren't doing the Bible study anymore, and God instructed you to lead, you know, your maybe your group of friends or group of people in a Bible study. Maybe God has put you in a unit in your church and beginning of the year, you were at it. You were at every single meeting. You were dedicated. You were forging ahead. You know, June comes, you're nowhere to be seen in any of the meetings or any church activity. So it's not just about doing it, but how has your level of dedication been towards the work of God? You measure your service towards God. So that's relationship with God, your dedication to kingdom activities or to church activities. Then kingdom activities, actually, I think we can separate kingdom activities and church activities, because kingdom activities, we're talking about evangelism, talking to people about the word of God, and then also your lifestyle as a believer. God told you at the beginning of this year, I want you to put aside gossip and slander and malice and hate. And you did so well, January, February, March, April. Now it's December and you're back to square one. Now, this may not be the case for everyone. I'm sure there are some people listening to this that the goals that they set in 2023, it's December 2023 and God has helped them all the way. And you should give glory to God for that, because that's not easy to do something consistently for 12 months, 365 days is the grace is by the grace of God, and you should celebrate God in your life to be able to do that. So look, evaluate your character, evaluate the way you've behaved. You promise God, I'm not going to get angry so much this year. I'm going to control my anger. Measure your emotional intelligence. Let me just recap some of those things. Your relationship with God, church and kingdom dedication, your emotional intelligence, your character. How have you been towards people this year? Everybody gets moody sometimes. Everybody has low days. But in general, have people been seeing the glory of God, the light of God, the joy of the Lord, the love of God through you? Can someone say being around you brings them joy, being around you brings them peace? Being around you reminds me of Jesus. Now, not everyone is the same personality. Not everyone is super nice and bubbly and, you know, sweet. But they must see at least some attributes of Jesus through your life. Even if you're super, you know, maybe you're a bit strict, but they should see discipline of Jesus in your life. That this person does not joke of their Bible study. This person does not joke of their prayer. They do not joke of their dedication towards kingdom activity, towards their service to God. Then evaluate your consecration. Have you been living set apart? Or have you been having one leg in the world and one leg in Christianity? Does your lifestyle emulate that of Christ, of a person who's set apart, who is holy? If you guys don't know, the word holy, beyond purity, means set apart, separated. There should be a difference between you and people of the world. Maybe you promised yourself that I'm going to stop watching certain movies, I'm going to stop listening to certain music, I'm going to stop listening or consuming content or things that do not agree with their lifestyle in Christ. How far have we gone with that? Next thing, your finances. How have your finances been? How has your saving tactics been? How have your investment tactics been? Have you allocated funds wisely this year? Have you spent well? Have you saved well? Have you been generous? Have you given? Have you invested your money into the kingdom of God? Have you been a kingdom financer? Have you amassed more sources of income or another stream of income? Have you started that business God asked you to start? Have you done the things God has instructed you to do as a channel of income? Because God is your source, but he provides channels for us, channels of wealth. And have you done those things? And then lastly, your relationships with your friends, with your partner, with your family, with your classmates, with your colleagues, your church members. Evaluate your relationships, your dedication to your relationships, how much of your time you've invested into them. Some of us, you know, we complain that, you know, we're getting distant from our friends, or we're not so close to the people that we were once close with. But then when you evaluate your dedication to these relationships, it explains why. You don't call, you don't message, you don't text, you don't check up. So yeah, those are the areas that we are first going to evaluate. Then, after evaluating the year, the next thing to do is to start planning for 2024. There are some of the goals that you did not achieve in 2023 that God is instructing you to go again for in 2024. But this time, you need to change your tactic, because the problem may not be the goal, but the system you are using to achieve that goal. If you look at an Olympic race and you see two athletes, let's say there's six, every single athlete has the aim, the goal to win. Now, the difference between the winner and the losers is that the winner has the best system to achieve the goal. Maybe they've worked out more. Maybe they've trained better. Typically, there is a system that the winners put in place that separates them from the losers, although they both have the same goal. So maybe in 2024, the problem isn't the goal, but you need to change your system, your habits. Your lifestyle must change to fit the goal. Almost everybody has a goal relating to weight, maybe to lose weight or to gain weight. And you changing that or meeting that goal is not based on one decision, but on multiple daily decisions. The primary decision is deciding to lose or gain the weight. Now, the secondary decisions is to daily choose to either eat more or eat less, to work out, to take better care of your body. That's a daily decision every single day of the year. And that secondary decision is even more important than the primary decision at the beginning of 2024, when you say, I want to lose weight, I want to da da da. That is good. But the daily decision you make to take care of your body is more important than that primary decision to have the goal. And that can be applied to every other thing that can be applied to your relationship with God, your church dedication, your relationships, your finances. You can decide, I want to save this amount of money. That decision is great, but the daily decision you make to spend wisely, to save wisely, is more important than the goal. And that's why as believers, we don't do anything without God, because really it's impossible to do anything successfully as a believer without God, especially if God is the one instructing you to go forward with this plan. You cannot keep him out of the plan that he has instructed you to go forward with. That's why the word of God says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. You can plan your desire for your life, or you can plan what you want for your life, but it only becomes a plan until God establishes those steps. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. These things that you have planned and thought about, the things that you've decided to do, can only be established when you commit them to the Lord, when you put them forward to God to establish. As a believer, anything you do outside of God is outside of his will. I know there are times when actually some of your thoughts can be established outside of God, but if, as long as it's outside of the will of God, it's wrong for your life. Even going back to Proverbs 16:9 that we just read, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. There's one thing to plan what you want to do for the new year. Then there's another thing to know how to go about that plan, because God will show you the direction to take towards that plan. And that direction may be completely outside of what you thought. I always give the example of Joseph and how God had showed him where he was going, the fact that he was going to have a life where even his family, his parents would bow down to him, his brothers would bow down to him, even though he was one of the youngest. But in order for him to establish that plan, for him to get to that place, he needed the direction of God. Because trust me, without God, I'm pretty sure he was not going to choose Potiphar's house and prison as the route to his palace. It's one thing to have a goal and to have where you want to go and to take God's counsel to get there. So that's the next thing we want to do. After evaluating your 2023, ask God for direction for 2024. Ephesians 1:17-18 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now I want to read that again, but in Message. That is 17-18. I ask the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. I think that prayer is one of the prayers that we pray a lot as believers, for the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, for God to give you sharpened discernment so you know your time, your season, how to behave in your time and season, how to recognize your time and season so you can take the opportunities that he puts in your way, what to do per time, the decisions to take, the opportunities to take, how to take them, what to do, how to behave, what you need to change, what you need to keep the same, the relationships you should pursue, the relationships you should drop, the opportunities you should take, the opportunities you should drop. That's what it means for the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, because beyond your physical sight, you can see, you have foresight into the will of God in every situation. You may say that this opportunity is the best thing for you, and in human insight, physically, it looks great. But when you have spiritual insights, you realize this will crash your destiny. Everybody wants a jackpot. Your destiny may not be to jackpot. You may go to America, the UK, Canada, and forever be a cleaner, or forever work a decent 9-to-5 job where you're making decent money, you can afford 3 square meals, you live in a decent house, but miss out on the destiny of abundance and fulfillment in your home country. And some of us will settle for a mediocre life abroad than a life of fulfillment and destiny in your home country, simply because you lack spiritual insight. You settle for a mediocre life that you desire, that you thought was the best for your life, simply because you lack spiritual insight, simply because you decided to keep God out of your plan for your year. Because you assumed you know the best for your life when you don't own your life. God owns your life. The word of God says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of God who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, 1 Corinthians 6:19. How can someone who doesn't even own their life decide for their life? The purpose of your life is to give glory to God. The purpose of your life is to live within the will of God. And in his will, you'll be fulfilled, truly fulfilled. It may not look like what you thought your life would look like, but it's better because God sees beyond what we can see, beyond our human vision. And he reveals that to us through spiritual insight, if we're willing to listen. So, number one, evaluate this year. Number two, ask God for his direction for the new year and decide how you achieve them. So that number two has like two parts. You ask God for direction and you also plan with God on how you will achieve them. Because, you know, as I said, there's a high chance that how you think you'll achieve your goal for 2024 is not the way God plans for you to achieve it. How you think your life will play out in 2024 may not be how God has planned for it to play out. That's why you ask God, how do you want me to achieve this goal? And God typically does not show his plan in full. Again, going back to Joseph, there's a reason he didn't show Joseph the middle part. He didn't show him the prison. He didn't show him Potiphar's house. He didn't show his brothers betraying him. He only showed him the good parts. Because many times when God shows us the full plan, we can get discouraged along the way. When people talk about their journey to success or wealth or prosperity, there is always the low point. And typically God does not show them the low point. All he shows them is the goal so that they can have the faith, the hope, the drive. That goal will continue to drive them. And God is looking at this person, that does this person truly have faith that I can get them here? Despite their current situation, despite their small beginnings, do not despise small beginnings. Despite the small beginnings, do they believe, have hope, have faith that I, their God, can truly get them to this goal? So you need to keep God in the loop every step of the way. Every single step of the way, you must keep him in the loop. For some people, 2024 is your breakthrough year. And so you must be sensitive to listen to God every step of the way. There may be opportunities that God wants to bring your way. And if you miss it, it will not come back. God is a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, 100 chances. And he'll give you a second chance. But there are some opportunities that don't come back. He may give you another chance in another area, in another sector. But the opportunity that you have missed, some do not happen again. That's the end of that. Which is why obedience is so important. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God prefers for you to obey him than to say, you know what, God, I'm going to do everything that you want me to do. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to give. But then he says, stay in Nigeria. You're like, nah, UK is better for me. Sometimes instructions are like a whisper in your ear. And they're like, are you sure you're supposed to travel? Are you sure you're supposed to do this? Take this opportunity. Are you sure you're supposed to take this course? From the beginning of time, I've always said, I want to study law. I'm giving an example. That's not what I'm studying. But I want to study law. Then as you're about to apply for university, God says, no, I want you to take this path instead. And you're like, that's not what we discussed. That's not what I thought I was going to do. But you know, God, I'm going to pray to you. I'm going to serve you with all my heart. I'm going to give. I'm going to be diligent in my service in the choir, in sanctuary, in whatever unit you're in. But then God said, I told you, I don't want you to study law. I want you to study XYZ. Obey, because it's better than sacrifice. It's not easy. It may not make sense as to why God would choose Nigeria over Canada. But obedience is better than sacrifice. It may not make sense why God is saying, I want to take a job that is closer to home, even though the job in Abuja or Lagos pays more. But obedience is better than sacrifice. And then lastly, write it down. Have a plan. Habakkuk 2:2 says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. There was a conference that me and my sister went to this year, and Funke Felix Adejumo came. But before she came, there was a little part where they discussed having a prophecy book. I think that's what he called it, or prophecy journal. And this is a notes book where you write down the prophecies or the visions God has given you. We are human beings. We forget. And that's naturally that happens. But sometimes you need the reminder during the year, maybe somewhere halfway through the day, you just go through your prophecy book or your vision book. And you look at the things that God has instructed you to do. You look at the things that he has instructed you to pursue. There are times you need the reminder, you need the motivation that this is what God has promised me. And this will come to pass. If I am obedient, if I am willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. That's Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the good of the land. Many of us are willing, but not all of us are obedient. We must be willing and obedient. And I think I've said this many, many times before, what Kenneth Hagin says, and he interprets it as he will eat the good of the land, drive the good of the land, live in the good of the land, wear the good of the land. But this is only if you as a believer are willing and obedient to the voice and the ways of God. The good of the land are the good things of this world. Yes, our goal is kingdom. But this verse tells us that even as you're pursuing the kingdom of God, I want you to have a good lifestyle. I want the glory of God to shine through you. I want people to see your life, see you, see your behavior, see your demeanor, the way you dress, the lifestyle you have. I want it to glorify God. And lack doesn't glorify God. Insufficiency does not glorify God. It does not manifest the attributes of a sufficient God. But we must be what? Willing and obedient. If you want to eat the good of the land in 2024, you must be willing and obedient. You want to drive where? The good of the land in 2024, you must be willing and obedient. Of course, the only thing isn't just to seek the good of the land and seek wealth and seek prosperity and seek material things. Because beyond that, God has a purpose for your life. Because you can use other means and amass all this wealth to fill up the God-sized vacuum in your life and you will still be left empty. Only God can fill any form of vacuum in your life. But write it down. Write down the vision. Make it plain. If you need to have someone that you're accountable to, there are some people listening to this that are struggling with addictions, and your goal for 2023 was to drop the addiction, to be delivered from this addiction, and you're still struggling. Maybe you need an accountability partner. Maybe you need to press further, to push further. Some people have been battling with an addiction for years. I've heard stories of people that have battled with porn and masturbation addiction from the age of 8. It's not going to take willy-nilly prayer. Once in a while you pray, once in a while you go to church, once in a while you take God seriously to get rid of that spirit of lust that has been developing in your life for years. Maybe you're now in your 20s and this thing is still attacking you. You're in your teens, this is still attacking you. You need to fight. And God wants to fortify you in 2024, but you need to be willing and obedient. You need to be willing to fight against the powers and principalities. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, as we know. We're fighting against the powers and principalities. You must pick up your armor of God. Study his word. Fight with his word. Fight with prayer, with fasting. Some things can only be chased out with prayer and fasting. And God instructed you 2023, I need you to fast. And you said, I beg, it's not that deep. Or you'd fast and you wouldn't take your fast seriously. You would fast and you wouldn't pray. You literally just fast. Immediately, it's, you know, the time to break. You eat. You don't even pray about anything. 2024 is your opportunity to take back what's yours, your mental health. Take back your self-control. Take back your peace. Take back your financial prosperity. Take back your joy. Take back your academic success. The things that Satan has taken from you and he's hovered over your head. This is the year to reclaim and restore everything. But you must be willing and what? Obedient. It's not going to be easy. But if you are obedient to the ways of the Lord, if you are consistent, if you are diligent, there is nothing you cannot do. The word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you're only limited by yourself, but not through God. Through God, you are unlimited. You are limitless. So if you're ready, you're ready. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to start taking your prayer life seriously? To start fighting the spirit? To war in the spirit? Are you ready to be dedicated? Are you ready to make sacrifices, to drop your old ways and pick up the new ways of the Lord? Are you ready to step into a life of Christ instead of living one leg in, one leg out? Are you ready to pursue God's will over your will, even if it's not what you want, not your original desire, not what you thought your life would look like? Are you ready to pursue his will over your will? Are you ready to trust in his ways over your ways? Are you ready to submit? Are you ready to trust in the Lord with all your heart? And lean not on your own understanding, to submit in all your ways so that he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Because with that recipe, there is nothing that will stop you. When you are willing, obedient, you trust, you do what God is expected to do per time, there is nothing you cannot achieve in 2024. Nothing. Nothing. So the question is, are you ready? Okay, guys, so we've come to the end of today's episode. Thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you. This is the last episode of the year. So I'm going to just say this. Thank you to every single Limitless listener. Thank you to every single supporter. Even if you've only listened to 1, 2, 3 episodes this year, you're still adding to the views and the listens. So God bless you. God bless every single person. Thank you so much to those who support me, support my business, support my podcast, support my, you know, social media content. There has been so much growth on Instagram and, you know, TikTok and all these other things that I use. And I'm just, I give so much glory to God, and I'm just glad God is able to use those platforms to bless you guys. And I know that 2024 will come with more blessings. It will come with more testimonies. Guys, I pray that this upcoming year will be a year of testimony. It will be a year of blessing, of joy, of peace, of abundance, of the manifestation of the grace of God, the evidence of the grace of God through your life, for the spirit of excellence to manifest through your life, through your grades, through your work, through your business, through all that you do. This year coming up, be glorious for every single one of us by the grace of God. And I'm so excited to take this new journey with you guys in 2024. The next time I see you guys, it'll be Happy New Year, basically. So Happy New Year in advance. Okay. Be sure to, you know, write prayer points. Like, you know, if you have anything that you want God to do for you in 2024, I said write it down. You can write it down in a vision book, as I said, or a prophecy journal. Write down your prayer points, pray towards it, fast towards it. The same way God has a plan for your life is the same way Satan has a plan for your life. So you must contend, you must fight, you must, you know, don't just allow life to happen to you. You choose, you work with God to choose what happens to your life. So guys, make this a time of prayer, of fasting, of pressing, so that Satan has no way to get or take advantage of you in 2024. And then be sure to attend some kind of crossover service online, you know, at home, in a real church, in a physical church. Anyway, just, you know, step into 2024 with praise and prayer and joy of the Lord. Yeah, guys. So I'll be with you guys next year for the next episode. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing year. This is the last time I'm going to say this. Have an amazing 2023. Bye, guys.